Well, let me tell you something about the Maharishi camp in Rishikesh. There were one or two attractive women there, but mainly looked like, you know, school teachers or summit. And the whole damn camp was spying on the ones in the bathing suits. And they're supposed to be meditating. And there's this cowboy there called Tom who plays cowboys on TV. And my, did the Beatle wives go for him in a big way. I wondered what it was. It was his tight leather belt, his jeans, and his dumb eyes. They seem to love dumb eyes. Because all they see is thighs.
What's wrong with your thighs? You had good thighs.
Me, I took it for real. I wrote 600 songs about how I feel. I felt like dying and crying and committed suicide, but I felt creative and I thought, what the hell's this got to do with what that silly little man's talking about? But he did charm me in a way because he was funny, sort of cuddly, like a sort of, you know.
Like a teddy bear.
Little daddy with a beard, telling stories of heaven as if he knew you could never pin him down. But he often spread rumors through his right-hand man, who used to be with the CIA and told us about the planes he saved. How Maharishi came through the storm on a plane. And the pilot was getting worried they couldn't land. When Maharishi looked up and with one foul look, according to the man who works for him, everything was okay and they landed. After that, I thought, lies, but who's that woman who looks like Gene Simmons that keeps going to him for private interviews? She must have been about 40, 45. Kept talking about her husband because he wasn't there. Always trying to get a private audience with Maharishi, and he kept refusing. I knew only one thing. He must have had some of his own. It must have been that little Indian piece. She came with the tailor and could sit at his feet, and that was one in 500. The rest had to wait like good American people in line to see the master walking on the pedals, who lived in a $1 million staccato house overlooking the Himalayas. He looked holy.
But he was a sex maniac.
I couldn't say that, but he certainly wasn't.
Holy.
In the true sense of the word, that is.